Hi, friends. Welcome to Evening Prayer with the people of Trinity United Church in Prince George, British Columbia. As always, we're really glad that you've chosen to take some time out of your day to spend with us acknowledging the realities we've all faced and then putting all of that in the wrapper of prayer, engaging in some reflection and some contemplation. Today, I thought I'd share with you a piece from Cameron Trimble. I've often quoted her or used some of her material, but today we received, the we being those who were on her email list, a letter from her, written as much to herself as to each one of us. But I thought as we kind of head towards Thanksgiving, and in Canada anyway, and we head towards the middle of October, and for us in BC, the middle point of a provincial election, for neighbors toward closer and closer towards a November election. As things continue to feel unsettled in many ways, it's a reflection that I think can help ground us a little bit, acknowledging, as we try to do each evening, the realities that we've all faced. And so her letter goes like this. Dear one, you're sad. It's okay. You're anxious. It's okay. You're exhausted. It's okay. You're grieving what used to be. It's okay. You're worried about what is ahead. It's okay. Everything you are okay. You are making hard choices. What in your life will you keep? What will you let go? What in yourself will you keep? What have you outgrown? This is a work that only you can do. No one is going to save you. No one is going to tell you what to keep of yourself and what to let go. So, take your time. Listen to God's urging. Trust your intuition. You are wiser than you know. When you are ready, and only when you are ready, prepare for the hardest part. Letting go is the easiest part. Creating your new self is the real work. Life and death are things we understand. It's the next part. Life, death, life again. That's the part no one wants to endure. It's the new birth, the resurrection, the rising, the awakening. The, quote, you'll never be the same again. Transformation, that is the point of it all. But the change we fight the most. Listen now. You can kill this great work within yourself with one simple thought. You can tell yourself it's not worth it. You can tell yourself you are not worthy. You are not brave. You are not resilient. You are not lovable. You are not, but you are. You always have been. You just couldn't see it. You are worthy, brave, resilient, and lovable. Every wound, every achievement, every disappointment, every breakthrough, all of it brought you here. Now you must learn to see what has been true all along. So lean in. Be all in on this. Commit to your transformation. It won't be easy. Or maybe it will be. But have no doubt, dear one, it will be worth every single step. I'm not sure what's going to resonate with you from what I just read. For me, there are several pieces in it. The one piece that sticks out for me is that she's right, I think. It's the resurrection piece that we resist. We understand life in that initial sense. We understand death and what that might mean. But it's that idea of being reborn again, having to relearn things, do things differently, factor in other pieces of evidence, other ideas, concepts, philosophies, theologies, somehow crafting something new. That's what we resist. That's what we don't like. I'm thinking how true that is of this moment in history. Someone once said not too long ago that the transitions of the church that we're in this moment within the United Church of Canada, 100 years from now, might maybe get a footnote in the annals of history. I believe COVID is going to get more than a footnote. And yet, the same piece is true. These trials, this upheaval, this uncertainty, this lack of a sense of clarity and direction, it too will pass. The question is, what are we going to build out of it? What are we going to let go, and what are we going to nurture? We're not creating a return to normal. We're not even creating a new normal. We're in between normals. But we're making choices every day about what our world is going to look like in a post-vaccine or post-COVID world. What is our world going to look like post-pandemic? What are the values that are going to guide us, the things that are going to undergird us and sustain us and uplift us when the next challenge comes? Those things, that hard work of building the new, I think that's partly why we're all so tired. We know what the initial birth was like. We know what the death of the old normal felt like. And there's a part of us, much like the Hebrew people during the Exodus, we just want to go back to Egypt, go back to the way it was. And yet the reality of it is none of us are the same. We've all changed. But changed into what? And into what are we still becoming? That for me is one of the points. The other one is that this work that we're doing, this rebuilding, reimagining, re-entering, re-emerging, it can all end really quickly. Just as the work we do as individuals of changing our perceptions or taking on a new exercise routine or finding ways to look after ourselves better or eating better, sleeping better, drinking more water, whatever it is, it's actually not that hard to stop doing it. It really is as simple as the phrase, it's not worth it. Just think how easy it is to give something up the moment you think it's not worth it. The effort's not worth it. The remembering's not worth it. The thinking about it, the doing it, the planning for it, the getting ready, all of it, none of it. It's not worth it. And how as soon as you do that, it's so, so easy to not do it. I know for me, one of mine is cutting the grass. It's not something I enjoy doing. I don't particularly like grass in general. And so the idea of going and cutting it just doesn't do it for me the way I know it does for some. And the moment I know it needs to be done, but I can tell myself and convince myself, you know what, it's really not worth it. It's just going to grow again anyway. You're just going to have to cut it again before the snow comes. The moment I go, it's not worth it. It's the moment I choose to do something else. As we move towards Thanksgiving, and as I encourage each of you to name that which you're grateful for, to look at yourself from the point of view and through the lens of that gratitude, I want to make sure that you never say, you're not worth it. You are worth it. You're worth the energy, the effort, the change, the unsettling, the pain, the frustration, the anxiety, all of what goes into shaping you into who you're becoming. You are worth every piece of it. Because you are created in God's image. You are beloved, named as good by Creator. You are welcomed at the table. You are wanted and valued and included and affirmed within the household and family of God. So never doubt your worth. Cutting the grass might not be worth it, but you are worth every moment. Let's take some time and join together in prayer. Let's pray. Oh God, you look at all of creation and you name it as good, which means you have named each and every one of us as good. Not perfect, not without flaws, not without diversity, and yet always good. We acknowledge that in our current state of affairs, that we are sad and anxious and exhausted and grieving and worried and angry and frustrated and uncertain. And it's all okay. It's okay to feel that way. It's okay to be that way. We need not shy away from it or deny it. For you help us move into that space, to move into those emotions, to move into the thoughts. Because with you, O God, we trust that you will never leave us there, that you are always calling us into a rebirthing, into a resurrection, into a rising or an awakening. For we are your Easter people. And even though those experiences will be hard or not, challenging or not, quick or not, we know that you are with us. And so we give you thanks for the transformations that happen in our lives. Help us to see the world through your lens of gratitude, a way of seeing and engaging, of mindfulness that grounds us, completes us, challenges us, and affirms us. Help us to acknowledge that we, each one of us, is worthy of your love and grace and care. Each one of us is valued. Each one of us is loved. And then help us to be a reflection of that understanding for others to see and meet and experience and encounter. For we are okay. The world is okay. Not perfect, not without blemish, not without diversity, not without edges. And yet, okay. Hear us, O God, this evening as in the midst of our prayers we pray for others, for people and places and events around the world. And so this evening in particular, I hold these names. But I also hold the names and the places and the events that others speak. And so we pray for Jim and Sylvia, Laura B., J.H., Donna, Aaron, Bevan, Jerry M., Ernie H., Joanne, Kyle, Tyrell, Joe M., Beverly M., R.P., Gordon and Marg S., Kirsten, Larry T., Brenda L., Nathan and Anna, Karen K., Sig V., Colette, Hear these, our prayers, O God, as well as all of the ones that we carry in our minds and on our hearts and in our souls. Often places within ourselves that we fear to walk. And yet we trust that you are already there. And in so doing, if need be, use us. Use us to be a response to prayer. Use us to be your embodiment in the world. Use us to be the hands, feet, and voice of Christ in the world. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Folks, thanks again for joining with us here at Trinity United Church in Prince George, British Columbia for evening prayer. Every evening, we gather together at about 8 p.m. Pacific. It's our hope that wherever you find yourself this evening, it's a place where you can be safe, be calm, and be community. And let's join again tomorrow evening at about 8 p.m. Pacific for evening prayer.